Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Developers agree to add max effective balance to Electra. Developers disclose a security vulnerability that existed on Ethereum. Brax Finance releases a fee switch proposal. And Espresso Systems raises a $28 million Series B. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. If you'd like to support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Ethereum core developers agreed to include increase max effective balance EAP7251 in the Electra upgrade, also called MaxEB. The update allows validators to hold an effective balance between 32 and 2048 Ether. Currently, any validator balance above 32 ETH is not actively staked and does not earn attestation and validation rewards. With the increase, validators will be able to earn consensus layer rewards for balances over 32 ETH. Any balance above 32 ETH is also subject to slashing. The update helps reduce the operational overhead for large stakers by minimizing the number of nodes and validators required. Core developers also considered inclusion lists EAP7547 for inclusion in the Pectra upgrade, which is Ethereum's next upgrade. Ethereum client team developers disclosed a security vulnerability that existed on Ethereum mainnet from the merge up until the recent Denkun hard fork. The bug could have been exploited to execute a denial of service attack. It emerged due to a differing message size limits for RPC communications that were established after the merge. The vulnerability allowed the creation of blocks exceeding RPC size limits for some clients while remaining valid for others, disrupting consensus. It could have been exploited to cause a chain split, leading to potential reward losses for block proposers. Developers addressed the bug by standardizing and increasing the RPC message size limitations across all clients. Frax Finance founder Sam Kazmian introduced a proposal under the Frax Singularity Roadmap that unveils a new tokenomics model focusing on enabling a protocol fee switch to drive value distribution back to vote escrowed FXS holders. The model entails enabling the fee switch, which will direct 50% of the generated yield back to vote escrowed FXS holders, which is the token granted for locking the native FXS token. The remaining 50% will be allocated to purchase other Frax assets for pairing in the FXS liquidity engine. The proposal comes after the protocol achieved a 100% collateral ratio. The roadmap also includes the Flox block space incentives designed to incentivize user and developer growth on the Fraxtl Layer 2 network. And lastly, Espresso Systems, a shared sequencing infrastructure provider, raised a $28 million Series B funding round led by A16Z Crypto. Espresso Systems targets the issue of liquidity fragmentation within the multi-rollup ecosystem. The Espresso sequencer is designed to facilitate atomic transactions across rollups. Espresso Systems plans to allocate the new funds towards expanding its team and launching the Espresso sequencer to mainnet. In other news, Coinbase partners with BlackRock for its new tokenized fund, Hyperlane introduces yield routes, and Polygon launches a dApp launchpad. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.